This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. military says it has proof that Iranian forces are on the ground in Crimea, supporting the Russian military attacks against Ukrainian targets. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder says they have evidence Iranian forces were involved in the drone attacks on Ukraine's power stations and other key infrastructure.
We continue to see Iran be complicit in terms of exporting terror, not only in the Middle East region, but now also to Ukraine.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the Russian military would need Iran's help with the drones, which he says were made in Iran.
It follows that they would need a little training on how to pilot these things.
Tehran continues to deny that its forces have been in Crimea supporting Russian drone attacks, to which the Pentagon responds.
It's obvious that they're lying.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday called British Prime Minister Liz Truss, who's stepping down from office after just 6 weeks, a good partner in supporting Ukraine to defend itself against Russian aggression. Biden declined to weigh in on her resignation, but said the British are going to solve their problem. Truss stepped down after her unfunded tax-cutting agenda crashed the British pound, raised borrowing costs, and triggered financial market turmoil. Biden dismissed any potential spillover effects from the political turmoil of the United Kingdom, the United States' oldest ally. Truss's departure was prompted by an economic plan that sent financial markets into a tailspin, led to shakeups of her cabinet, and divided her ruling Conservative Party. This is VOA News. Iranian military personnel are on the ground in Ukraine assisting the Russian military with drone operations that have been terrorizing the country and targeting power facilities. That's according to the Pentagon on Thursday. Meanwhile, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is conducting military exercises along its border with Azerbaijan amid signs of tensions between the two countries. Iran's state-run Irnet news agency has reported that the maneuvers, which commenced Monday in the northwestern region, are being held in accordance with a pre-planned annual activity calendar. The location of the exercises, which include Iran's East Azerbaijan and Ardabil provinces, is home to a large ethnic Azerbaijani population. Iran state media reported Thursday the exercises are meant to strengthen peace, friendship, and security between the allies. The Iranian embassy in Azerbaijan issued a statement on the exercises, saying Tehran gave Baku advance notice of the drills, which military leaders from both countries discussed. At least 150 people, including children, have been killed in 2 days of fighting in the latest ethnic clashes over land disputes in Sudan's southern Blue Nile state. A medic made these remarks on Thursday. The fighting is some of the worst in recent months, and crowds took to the streets of the Blue Nile state capital in protest, chanting slogans and condemning a conflict that has left hundreds dead this year. Clashes in Blue Nile broke out last week after reported arguments over land between members of the Hausa people and rival groups, with residents reporting hundreds fleeing intense gunfire and homes set ablaze. In the United States, Justice Amy Coney Barrett of the Supreme Court rejected an appeal over President Biden's student debt plan. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett has rejected an appeal from a Wisconsin taxpayers group seeking to stop the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. Barrett did not comment in turning away the appeal from the Brown County Taxpayers Association, which has also lost rounds in lower federal courts. The group wrote in its Supreme Court filing that it needed an emergency order to put the program on hold because the administration could be canceling outstanding student debt as soon as Sunday. Justice Barrett oversees emergency appeals from Wisconsin and neighboring states. She acted on her own without involving the rest of the court. Other legal challenges to the student debt plan are still pending. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Once again, our top story, the U.S. military says it has proof that Iranian forces are on the ground in Crimea, Ukraine. Via remote, I'm Maria.